A warm welcome along to your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Manchester United are widely expected to spend big this summer, Jadon Sancho being an obvious target, but United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has admitted he's in the dark about how much money he will have to spend as the club copes with the financial impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Solskjaer has, of course, begun his overhaul, spending big on the likes of Harry Maguire, Aaron Wan-Bissaka, Daniel James and Bruno Fernandes, with more arrivals expected to come this summer. However, Solskjaer is unsure as to how much money he'll have to spend. He said, "I think the pandemic has hit everyone really hard. I still think we need to wait and see how things are panning out to know the real effects of the pandemic, to know what kind of financial state we are in. You see, some teams invest, some teams don't. We'll have to take a big look at things ourselves to see how hard we've been hit. I know the club has announced a few numbers before. It's not for me to say here now we are going to have X amount because I don't really know. I don't really know how hard we've been hit. We are a financially strong club, but we are also probably being hit more than anybody else." It's probably not going to stop the speculation on that front. United are said to be interested in a shock move for Arsenal midfielder Matteo Guendouzi. That's according to the latest reports in France. United are said to have registered their interest with the Gunners, with Mikel Arteta set to make a decision on the future of the 21-year-old. He could be on his way out of the Emirates after he was left out of the squad to face Southampton in the Premier League earlier this week, and he's now ready to leave the club, according to L'Equipe. United, Barcelona, PSG, Inter Milan and Atletico Madrid are all said to be interested, with Arteta said to be willing to let the midfielder go due to question marks over his attitude. And finally for the bulletin, Solskjaer has confirmed that Jesse Lingard has shrugged off a bout of illness and is fit and available for Manchester United's FA Cup quarter-final at Norwich City this evening. He was left out of the squad, but he's passed the test and is ready to go. And Solskjaer has pretty much got a fully fit squad to choose from. Only centre-backs Axel Tanzebe and Phil Jones remain on the sidelines. That's all for now. We'll have more later.